store up here above your mama's name?
Well,
run the grocery store. What is his name? We carry our sausage up there sometime for him to grind.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. too.
Well, were you thinking about butcher? That's what I was thinking about.
Yes, I'm butchering meat and things like that.
Okay, now if you've got some meat that's been laying up for too long and it has to be thrown away, you might say you have to throw that meat away because
it's old and rank. It ain't fitting to eat. It ain't fitting to eat. Cook, I don't want to even smell it cooking in nothing.
Did you ever cook up hog liver and make it into something to eat?
Yes, and a heap of folks cooks it up and make hash out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how you fix
it? Well, now you just bar hitting the lights together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, now it makes it good, but I just don't like it. I just like the liver. I don't like the lights,
mm-hmm.
period. But I like the liver, but I slice his head and take me a sauce and beat it up, you know. It's like you would steak, and it's good that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of folks, white in color, like liver, and the lights and the hard all cooked up, you know, and they call it a hash.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
Hog blood?
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't never made nothing. I always just let it go to waste. Just
mm-hmm.
throw it away. And I ain't never made. But sometimes when you when they butcher a hog and after they get him clean and hang him up, you know, and go cut his head off while he done starved and that, you know. And that's great big old hunk of blood, you know, let's fall out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I never used it for nothing.
What about something that's taken off the hog's face and cooked up to eat? What parts do you cook up off the hog's face?
Well, the fat part
mm-hmm.
of it on each side.
Mm-hmm.
On each side of his face. You can get the fat part off of it.
Well, how about the ears? Did you ever do anything with
ears? Yes, ma'am. I love ears. I take the ears and the hog feet and make press meat out of it.
Mm. Well, how do you fix that then?
Well, you cook the hog head and the feet all together. And you know the ears is already on the hog head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And make press meat. That's what you call it, press meat.
Okay, suppose your butter had stayed around too long. How would you say it tasted?
I said, ooh, this butter's so rank and strong, I can't stand it in nothing that I eat.
All right, if your milk stood up too long and began to get thick, what would you say happened
ooh,
to
I
it?
Ooh, I said, it's done got thick and old and rank. I don't want it, no bread made out of this.
Well, what would you call it after?
I always say that milk done clabbered and soured.
Well, could you make buttermilk out of it?
Yeah, I think you can make buttermilk out of it. But, you know, a whole lot of folks get this tired of milk, and they have to have milk like that to put in it to make this powdered milk
mm-hmm.
make good milk. I guess that's Mr. Dad in the temple to the bedroom, I guess.
Who's them?
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of it. And there's two dead faces here in Bremer. One at Temple. This is a taxi driver man here in Bremer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Miss at Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie and them used to carry cotton. Used to buy cotton at Temple from Miss.
When you brought milk in, what did you have to do to it before you could drink it, or before you could store it for
uh-huh.
people.
Well, now you have to strain it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then before you get ready, and it's got to set till it turns. And then when it turns, you churn it.
Mm-hmm.
And then make butter out of it. Take that butter up and mold it. Yeah,
and that's when the butter